This is the Art Dose podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Art Dose podcast. My name is Vanessa, and I work with facilitating engaging experiences in the art and museum space here in Mumbai, India. We recently spoke with Baroda-based printmaking artist Sogra Kurasani, who opened her third solo show at Tark after nearly 5 years. Her medium of choice encapsulates printmaking, woodcuts, and etching prints. She's trained as a printer from MSU Baroda, and her work focuses on traditional techniques, stressing on layers of color, line, and texture. She spoke to us about her technique and her current solo show, Shadows Under My Sky.
At present, I work with two mediums, like woodcuts and etching print on paper. In woodcut prints, each work takes quite a long time, depending on size. Like large scale work takes at least 2 to 3 months, and small imperial work takes 1 to 2 months. At first stage, the image is carved with tools. In next stage, woodcuts are manually printed with help of spoon, taking the impression from wood to paper. And it's repeated in many layers on single wood block. But in etching, I have etching press that makes printing easy. But the process of working on zinc plate with acids takes quite long. And I should always stay focused with time. And in etchings, I have more chances to play and explore in this medium. And mistakes are also taken in positive ways, and it's always a learning process. We humans live under the same sky and face each and every situation of humanity and nature together. We share the nature in our every breath. This solo show, the title is Shadow Under My Sky. It's based on my idea that works explore themes of unity and identity through the fragile landscapes and forms that I observe from my studio just outside Baroda. This series of works are forms of shadows of sky, paths, agriculture lands, scratches on lands, bruises on skin, weed plants, and these forms remind me of nature, its life cycle, and the dark side of existence. Through this series of works, I mostly share my thoughts on growth, life, care, and hope. As deep as its form of a deep red bruises on skin, it's like as deep as forest. In other ways, it might also be a form of distorted island.
We were also able to reach out to gallery director Hannah Kapadia, who runs Tark that represents Sogra's work. While it's interesting to always hear from the artist, it's also an added bonus to hear about the relationship that the artist's work has with this particular gallery that represents them. And so on that note, we actually asked Hannah how she found Sogra's work and what drew her to represent this artist in particular.
So I was actually introduced to Sogra's work by a curator called Sumesh Sharma, and actually also Vaso, ex-Vaso, who's a printmaker, who's a photographer himself and has supported Sogra's practice from the very beginning. I think what drew me to Sogra's work is her meticulousness in practice, and also the vivid colors and depth that she has in her prints, which is very, very unique for woodcut printmakers. For me, actually, all the works in the show are very special because I think every single one of them is a huge kind of leap and growth for Sogra in her practice. I also think two of the more special works for me are the two etchings that she did at the very end, which are called Garden of Paradise 1 and 2. I think those are very special for me because Sogra has been over the last several years experimenting with etchings. And while she, I think, has sort of mastered and has a very excellent command over her woodcut making process. I think this is a new exploration and adventure for her with etchings. So printmakers are able to, for the second question, I think printmakers are able to maintain, sustain and support this form of art in many ways. I think for a lot of printmakers, commercial printmaking becomes something that is very much part of their process. Sogra hasn't done that, but what Sogra does, and I think the printmaking community is a very strong community, but so what Sogra has is her studio, which is Avaaz Studio, which is open to any printmaking practitioners in Baroda, are welcome to kind of come and use the studio and use the facilities at Sogra's studio. So I think printmakers work very well to kind of support each other and figure out ways in which to make their own practices meaningful. I've seen her work evolve from very literal kind of expressions of her emotions to much more controlled, restrained expressions of what she's going through and what she wants to communicate. And with that restraint has come this beautiful abstraction of both form and color, which I think are really, really wonderful progressions for her.
Thank you for joining us and listening in. If you would like to visit the show in person, it is open at Tark in South Bombay till 23rd October. You can find more details on the gallery website or social media handles. Stay tuned for more incredible voices of artists and prominent figures across the art space in India.
You are listening to the Art Dose podcast. For more information, visit our website, artdose.in.